9. Aspects of dialect. It is not always easy to decide whether the systematic differences between two speech communities reflect two dialects or two different languages. A rule of thumb definition can be used. When dialects become mutually unintelligible, when the speakers of one dialect group can no longer understand the speakers of another dialect group, these dialects become different languages. But to define mutually intelligible is itself a difficult task. Danes speaking Danish, and Norwegians speaking Norwegian, and Swedes speaking Swedish can converse with each other. Yet Danish and Norwegian and Swedish are considered separate languages because they are spoken in separate countries that are distinct political nations, and because there are regular differences in their grammars. However dialect is defined, what is certain is that systematic variations do occur within a language community, as pointed out by William Bright. Within any recognizable speech community, variations are normally found on all levels of linguistic structure, phonological, grammatical, and lexical. Some of the variations are correlated with geographical location. Some may depend on the identity of the person spoken to or spoken about. Other variations are correlated with the identity of the speaker. These include cases of difference between men's and women's speech. Linguistic variation may also be correlated with the social status of the speakers or with other facts in the social and cultural context. A person is said to have a Boston accent, a Southern accent, a Brooklyn accent, a Midwestern drawl, and so on. Thus, accent refers to the characteristics of speech that convey information about the speaker's dialect, that reveal if the speaker comes from a certain part of the country, or belongs to a particular sociolinguistic group, or grew up in another country. Americans often refer to someone as having a British accent, or an Australian accent. In Britain, they refer to an American accent. The term accent is also used to refer to the speech of someone who speaks a language non-natively. For example, a French person speaking English is described as having a French accent. Accent most often is used to refer to phonological differences or interference from a different dialect or second language. A humorous language guide to Brooklyn illustrates the pronunciation characteristics of a Brooklyn accent. Earl, a lubricant. Oil, an English nobleman. Tree, the numeral that precedes four. Doze, the ones yonder. Fodder, male parent. A similar glossary was published to translate Southern dialect. Sex. 1 less than 7, 2 less than 8, 3 less than 9, 4 less than 10. Systematic syntactic differences also distinguish dialects. In most American dialects, sentences may be conjoined as follows. John will eat and Mary will eat. John and Mary will eat. But in the Ozark dialect, this transformation is also possible. John will eat, and Mary will eat. John will eat, and Mary. Some American speakers use gotten in a sentence, such as, he should have gotten to school on time. In British English, only the form got occurs. In a number of American dialects, the pronoun I occurs when me would be used in British English and in other American dialects. American, between you and I. British, between you and me. American, won't he permit you and I to swim? British, won't he permit you and me to swim? In British English, a syntactic transformation permits the deletion of the pronoun in the sentence, I could have done it, to form I could have done, which is not permitted in the American grammar. With all such differences, we still are able to understand the speakers of another dialect. Even though regional dialects differ as to pronunciation, vocabulary, and syntactic rules, these are minor differences when compared with the totality of the grammar. The largest part of the vocabulary, the sound-meaning relations of words, and the syntactic rules are shared, which is why the dialects are mutually intelligible.